Trump salvage this industry? And I think one of the most, you know, significant data points that we've gotten in the last 3 or 4 months about this was the Pew poll that asked, I think, thousands, if not tens of thousands of news consumers, which is your primary news source? What is the source that you look to first to get your news before all others? And of course, like people who said MSNBC, of them, 95% were Democrats, as you would expect. People who said Fox, it was like 93% Republican. So MSNBC is even more partisan than Fox. But for NPR, it was something like 93% said Democrats. And the most 87. Yeah. And the most amazing one was the New York Times. 91% of the people who identify the New York Times as the primary source of news are now Democrats. Like, it's always lean kind of liberal, right? It's been in the heart of New York forever. It's, you know, kind of ethos has been cosmopolitan, speaking to people in big cities. So it's never been, you know, say continent with like even, you know, evangelicalism or rural conservatism, but at least like it was kind of a trusted paper in the middle. That's gone. It's completely a partisan outlet now and is making more money than it ever made before. And of course, your book, Hate Inc., in my view, tells this story as better as well as, in fact, better than any other, which is the new model of media profitability in a world where media outlets are struggling for profitability is to just be as polarizing as possible, elevate fear and hate levels as high as you can about whoever the enemy or the villain or the other is, and then just feed into that hatred, because hatred and fear are very powerful, motivating emotions to make you keep waking up and running to see what's going on, what's endangering you, what's threatening you. No one at the New York Times wanted to hear from a Trump supporter.